Well, they say there's no such thing as a free lunch. Well, I'm in Trafalgar Square in central London, where passers-by are being treated to a free lunch of biblical proportions. It's a charity event called Feeding the 5,000, where we've got, there's a huge amount of food here, isn't there? Can I talk to you? You're involved in chopping up the vegetables for this, weren't you? What's your name?
Scarlett.
And what organisation are you from, Scarlett?
Well, I represent WRF and Low Impact Living Initiative, but I'm here as a volunteer today.
And you were, tell us what your role has entailed, because it sounds quite arduous.
All I did yesterday was chop up coriander.
But this is not just a quick bunch from Tesco's or whatever, is it? How much coriander was there?
There were boxes and boxes of lovely, juicy coriander. There was nothing wrong with it at all.
Thomasina Myers, your restaurant's just around the corner there in Covent Garden. What are you doing here?
We're highlighting food waste and the huge amount that we chuck away every year. £600 per family on average. Extraordinary amount of money to chuck away. And so we're giving away food, giving away cooked meals and also bags of vegetables, and I'll be cooking a very simple dish of stuff you might otherwise chuck away.
We are getting lots of food together, and we're going to put different ones of them into different bags and give them to people who don't have as much, like, have food and stuff.
Great. Well, good luck. Thank you very much for talking to me. I'm with Tristram Stewart. Well, I mean, those children put it very well, didn't they, Tristram?
Absolutely. I don't need to say any more. And this is the kind of thing that we're saying. We're talking common sense here. The answer to the great food waste problem, and it's a global problem, is really simple. And it simply means eating the food rather than chucking it away.
Now, Tristram Stewart, you wrote this book, Waste, and you kind of had the idea for this event. I mean, can you just sort of sum up what's going on here today and what the aim of today's Feeding of the 5,000 is?
So we've got enough food here to feed 5,000 people. All of that food would have been wasted, mainly on farms and packers where producers have to comply with really stringent cosmetic standards laid down by the supermarkets. And all of this stuff, these apples, they look perfectly good, but they're just slightly too small. We've got some oversized carrots. That's all that's wrong with this food. It's perfectly good, it's nutritious, it's delicious. We've produced it in this country, and farmers that I've spoken to for the last few years tell me they're throwing away hundreds of thousands of tons of stuff, leaving them to rot in the fields, ploughing them back into the land. They've put the land, they've put the water, they've put the natural resources into growing the food, and then it gets wasted.
What would you like to see happen?
Eating the food rather than wasting it. At the moment, we're importing loads of food into this country and throwing away stuff that we're growing here. That doesn't make any sense. On the question of cosmetic standards, it's really simple. Supermarkets should stock fruit and vegetables in all shapes and all sizes. We all come in different shapes and sizes, and we know that our fruit and vegetables grow that way too. That's part of nature. Why do we want to have them all looking the same? Wouldn't it be boring if we all looked the same? That's unnecessary. So that's one. I mean, that's waste on one level, on one particular issue. But there's waste in our homes, where we throw away 25% of the food that we buy. That's completely unnecessary. We need to buy less. We need to use everything that we buy.
Hi, I'm from The Guardian. I'm just trying to find out what people think about this. You're queuing up for some free lunch here. What do you think?
I'm looking at this food and there's nothing wrong with it, and I just can't wait to get in there and to eat it.
I think it's absolutely wonderful. All this food that has been thrown away throughout the years is absolutely atrocious, and even more appalling is animals bred on factory farms by the million to feed people two chickens for the price of a fiver at Tesco's, and people eat the breasts, chuck them away, and half the animals that have been bred in miserable conditions end up in landfill sites.
I think it's a great idea to make awareness of how much people waste. I was in town, so I thought, right, I'll come along and pick up a few veg and also make people aware that we do waste too much of our own grown products.
Well, there's just one thing for me to do now, and that's to tuck into a plate of food. I'm quite fancy this vegetable curry. Oh, that is absolutely delicious.